الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. This world is a place of many contradictions. This is the test of dunya. On the one side, there's light, then there's also darkness. And just as there's the light of the day and the darkness of the night, completely opposite to each other, there's also the noor of hidayat, the light of hidayat, and there's the darkness of kufr and shirk, the darkness of all the kinds of evils, the darkness of the various fitnas that abound. And this is the place of test, that who navigates through all these issues and past all these challenges and latches onto the noor of hidayat, the light of hidayat and guidance, and avoids all the darknesses of kufr and shirk and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and he saves himself from all the fitnas, and finally the time comes when he has to leave this dunya, which every one of us is certainly going to leave. Nobody is here forever. So when that moment comes, then he leaves in a way that he has earned the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and he has paved his way to Jannah. So this is the test of life, that in all the ups and downs that we face, but the most crucial thing is that we live our life in a way that we are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and we save ourselves from all these darknesses. So in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cautioned us, has warned us that look, this will happen. This is dunya. Dunya, all kinds of things will come and all kinds of things will happen. And all kinds of fitnas will also come in time. And as time gets closer to Qiyamah, the nature of the fitnas that will come and the intensity of those fitnas will be such that it will attack the very core of Iman. One is that level of fitna. Once Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala an, he had come from Sham to Medina Munawwara in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, in a general gathering, he asked the Sahaba that who among you had heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention the fitnas? So many said, we heard. He said, I think you're talking about those fitnas and those trials and tests that come upon a person in terms of his life, his wealth, his family. Meaning sometimes in all these matters, certain tests come about. And sometimes a person doesn't fulfill the requirements as it ought to be fulfilled. He slips up somewhere in handling something. He oversteps the mark sometimes. He falls short of something. So all these are also problems, but they are not of that intense level that affects Iman itself. They said, well, this tukaffiru as-salatu was-siyamu was-sadaqa. The person now slipped up in something, but then he performed salah, he did some righteous actions, he made tawbah, he made istighfar. This will overcome the effects of those fitnas. But he said, I am talking about those fitnas that will come like the waves of the ocean. Barely one has reached the shore and the other wave is already hitting. And the waves of the ocean, especially when it's high tide, then every wave that comes, the wave that follows it seems bigger than it. So this is the example that he's giving, that the fitnas that will hit will be such that every succeeding fitna will be far more intense than the one preceding it. The one that comes after will be far greater and more severe. So now this is the situation that will come. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already told us about it. And we are living in that zamana and time and era when we are witnessing this. That every day there's something else that now suddenly comes up which shakes the very core of iman. And Allah forbid, sometimes you hear about a person getting snapped up in these fitnas and he lost his iman too. So now this hadith that we had started discussing, or rather this, what we meant to discuss was the hadith where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam highlighted that look, these fitnas will come. But he started off by saying, Badiru bil a'mali fitanan. Badiru bil a'mal, hasten towards righteous actions. Now one is the problem is the fitnas that will come. But before even telling us about the fitnas, before even warning us about the problem, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us the solution. Our problem is that we talk a lot about the problems, but we hardly take care of the solutions. The problem, discussions about the problem, that will go on endless, hours. But the solution, sometimes not even minutes, that we are ready to undertake the solution. And in this hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us the solution before even mentioning the problem. In this is the lesson, that talk less about the problem, engage yourself more in the solution. Because merely discussing the problem is not going to change it. But engaging in the solutions will help. Now one is the solution which the rest of the world, people without iman or people with hardly any iman, they will give us so-called solutions. But those solutions are problems in themselves. The solution is only what has come to us from the Quran Sharif. What Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given the Ummah, that is the solution. Now whether our understanding can grasp it or not, this is a matter of iman. That we have full faith that whatever Allah has given us in the Quran Sharif, whatever Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us, that is the solution. It's not a matter of us applying our mind to try and fathom what and how. How does this become the solution? No, it is the solution. And we need to just attach ourselves to it and we'll see the result. If we attach ourselves to it as individuals, then we will benefit something from the individual level. But for the general problems and the global problems, then we will have to attach ourselves to the solution on a global level. If a few people, some pockets of people here and there are doing it, but that is not going to remove the difficulties that afflict the ummah at large. One hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, "Anahlik wa fina salihun?" That can we be destroyed? Will we be destroyed when there are pious people still among us? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Na'am, yes, but idha kathura al-khabath." When the evil is dominating, then despite the presence of pious people, the dominance of evil will become a result or the reason for general calamities. Then in the akhirat, people will be distinguished between the right and the wrong. Those who are good, they'll go towards Jannat, otherwise another direction. But in dunya, it afflicts everybody then. So, in this hadith sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Badiru bil a'mali fitanan. Hasten towards righteous actions. Fitanan qabla tadhahuril fitan. Before the fitnas suddenly come upon a person. When the time of fitna comes, a person sometimes loses his mind. And the fitnas suddenly overwhelm a person, then he suddenly has no time to even attend to anything. He's so absorbed and consumed by trying to navigate past those issues. So the solution is being given to us upfront, hasten towards righteous deeds. Righteous deeds, what? What righteous deeds? So the most important righteous deeds are those which Allah Ta'ala has made farz upon us. And the most important of all the obligations of deen after iman is salah. So now we are looking for solutions. The first solution is to hasten towards salah. 5 times a day. Not 3 times a day or 4 times a day. 4 times a day doesn't make a person a musalli. 4 times a day keeps a person in the category of the fasiqeen. Those who are disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the hasten towards righteous deeds, badiru bil a'mal, the first action to hasten towards is the farz salah, 5 times a day. Are we looking for solutions for ourselves, solutions for our domestic issues, solutions for our community issues, and solutions for the ummah? The first thing to hasten towards is the 5 daily salah, because it's the most important aspect in the life of a mu'min after iman. But now, let us search within ourselves, what is my level of hastening towards salah? What is the extent of importance of salah in my heart? So now this is a starting point. MashaAllah, there are some very, very high level things that we sometimes talk about, some very high level things that we analyze in depth. But they say, start with basics. Before getting into the very high level essays, first learn ABC. ABC is our daily salah. And likewise, the other obligations of deen, whatever Allah has made compulsory, and included in this is staying away from haram. Badiru bil a'mal, hasten towards righteous deeds. It includes refraining from the sins. Are we looking for solutions? It means we must stop lighting fires in our life. And we light fires in our life through sin. Sin takes a person towards Jahannam. But the effect of the fire of Jahannam already starts lighting up in this life. It starts burning the heart. The heart is in a turmoil, in misery, sometimes despite being in the lap of luxury. But there's just no peace. Despite a person having everything that money can buy and what money can't buy also sometimes. But something inside the heart, the whole world can't buy. That comes from Allah Ta'ala. That peace and contentment, that comes from Allah Ta'ala. That doesn't come from dunya. And by engaging in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, involving oneself in haram, all kinds of evil vices, then this starts bringing that fire deep down in the heart. And as a result, the heart is in turmoil. Challenges come upon everybody. Challenges came upon the Ambiya alayhi salam as well. But the person whose heart is connected to Allah Ta'ala, while his body will be in challenges, but his heart will be at peace. His heart will be content with Allah Ta'ala. But otherwise, the heart will be in turmoil. So this is the first aspect to hasten towards righteous deeds. The faraiz, the wajibat, refraining from haram. And then, over and above that, as much as we can, exert ourselves in righteous deeds, in good actions, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif. A mu'min's life, and no tilawat, the whole day went past. Very sad day. Very, very sad day. Sometimes a person is so happy over so many things, so happy over the deal he did for the day, so happy about some other, he's celebrating this and that. But if that day went without tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it's a very sad day. For a mu'min, very, very sad day. That day which went without the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, for a mu'min, a very sad day. It's a day to mourn over. And likewise, that day in which a person got involved in haram, that's a day of mourning for a mu'min. He should be very sad, crying to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ya Allah, despite all your bounties and ni'mats, but this is how I conducted myself. You blessed me with all these limbs and faculties. The eyes are your gift and favor, but what I used it for? That day should go in mourning, that he slipped up and that he used the favors of Allah Ta'ala in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. That's not a day that a mu'min can be happy. So in any case, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and increasing the righteous actions, badiru bil a'mal, hastening towards good deeds. So one is the very basic level, the 5 daily salah, the other obligations of deen, staying away from haram. But then we're not content with just the basics in terms of our dunya. Just enough basic food to just have our meal and get done with. We want all the extras. We want it all laid out in a way that's now very appealing to us. And we want all the things that are of better quality, etc. So for Allah Ta'ala, we want to do let alone the bare minimum, sometimes less than the minimum also. But from Allah Ta'ala, we want all the extras. So that's now, there's no balance in that. We want the extras, we should be doing some extras too. So a mu'min's life, his day and night, going without tilawat is not imaginable. So some tilawat of the Quran Sharif daily, some zikr, abundant istighfar. In this time that we are in, there should be a great amount of istighfar that we make daily and seek Allah's forgiveness for ourselves and for the ummah at large. This is a time to draw the help of Allah Ta'ala for ourselves and for the ummah. Reading about the news is not going to draw the help of Allah Ta'ala down. Analyzing all the details is not going to draw the help. But making dua will draw the help of Allah Ta'ala. Engaging in amal will draw the help of Allah Ta'ala. But now we spend hours in following the news, but not even minutes in making dua. Not even minutes in some amal. So then how are we going to draw the help of Allah Ta'ala for ourselves, for our home, the issues we discussed, our domestic problems, our other issues, whatever else, business matters, at length. But dua is minimal. Salatul Hajah, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, how to draw the help of Allah Ta'ala. Now all this is what is included in this Badiru bil A'mal. Hasten towards righteous deeds, fitanan. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says these fitanas that will come, the qita'il laylil muzlim. Like the darkness of the night, completely dark. And there's no moonlight that is visible as well. The first of the month, lunar month, can't see anything, can't see your hand in front of your face. That is the extent to which the fitnas will engulf. And a person can see nothing in front of him, meaning he's so lost. But the solution to it is amal from beforehand. Badiru bil amal. This doesn't confine itself to the amal, for example, as we mentioned, performing salah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, zikr, and other righteous deeds. It is apart from this and over and above this, together with it. Badiru bil amal, for example, a person is involved in, for example, zulm. So badiru bil amal, hasten towards going towards adl and justice now. Give that zulm up. Whether that injustice and zulm is, for example, within the four walls of the home, or whether it is in the business place, on one's employees, or whether it is anywhere and everywhere. So the zalim is being told, badiru bil amal, hasten towards justice before the fitna catches up with you. And it will topple everything. The person who's involved in some vice and sin, he's involved in gambling, he's being told, badiru bil amal, hasten towards tawbah, give up your gambling now. Before something really, the respite runs out and it will topple everything. The person involving himself in interest is being told, Badiru bil amal, hasten towards tawbah, give up the interest. Because this is war with Allah Ta'ala. And when that rope runs out, that rope of respite, then it will be too late. So while there's an opportunity to come back to Allah Ta'ala, take advantage of it, come back. Because life is very short, any moment, and before then he's gone already. So this is the solution Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us. Badiru bil a'mali fitanan. Taqita'il laylil muzlim. And sometimes these fitnas will be so severe. Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. He'll start off his day as a mu'min. Before the evening he's lost his iman. He'll start off the evening as a mu'min. Before the morning he's lost his iman. Why? Because he got caught up in some fitna. He got caught up in the fitna. He just started reading anything. Everything is available at the press of the button. Where it came from, what's the authenticity, who's the person that wrote this article, it's coming from somebody even with iman or not, just somebody who's now written something, is reading it, and people are getting caught up, their aqidah is changing, they're latching on to things which are completely against deen, and thinking that they are taking something about deen. And in the process, either the iman is on the brink or sometimes gone. Or whatever other kind of fitna that as a result of which the person sold his iman. So now the solution, again, right at the beginning, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us, Badiru bil amal, hasten towards righteous deeds. Righteous deeds, one is hastening towards righteous deeds for ourselves. But we have been repeatedly, it's been told to us in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif, that we have a double duty. The duty towards ourselves, and to enjoin the right and forbid evil, to invite others towards righteousness as well. Whether it's in our own home, to help others to come towards righteousness as well. It's not good enough that I perform my 5 times salah and don't worry about what my family is up to. We have to guide our children. We have to ensure they're also making their salah 5 times a day. We have to stay away from haram. We have to guide them to stay away from haram as well. We have to refrain from vulgarity. We have to advise them also, this is not the way of a mu'min. We have to be doing what we have to do to uphold the deen of Allah Ta'ala and guide them in a similar manner. So in the Hadith Sharif, repeatedly this has been highlighted, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one Hadith Sharif highlights it in these words, that لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You must most certainly, with great emphasis it is being mentioned, you must most certainly enjoin the right and forbid the evil. أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ النَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And if this is neglected, then what will be the outcome? The outcome will be, otherwise Allah will send such a punishment upon you. ثُمَّ لَتَدْعُنَّهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. That punishment and that azab will engulf one and all. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you will then make dua, but your duas won't be answered. Neglecting Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar will become a barrier from the acceptance of dua. Now the person has got his whatever problems, his individual problems, his domestic problems, his social problems, and whatever else, and global problems. And then people make dua, they'll make dua at the Kaaba Sharif, they'll make dua at Arafat, they'll make dua in their individual places. But sometimes the question to ask ourselves is, have we perhaps created a barrier from the acceptance of our dua? What has happened? So this is among many things, the consumption of haram becomes a barrier from the acceptance of dua, which is unfortunately such a widespread thing. Unfortunately, people give little regard nowadays. Are they consuming what is completely halal? Or now sometimes we're cutting corners, but in cutting corners we're consuming haram in the process. Now that becomes a barrier from the acceptance of dua. So the solution is in amal. The solution is in coming back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, coming towards the righteousness, giving up sin. This is the most crucial thing that is for every one of us, to give up sin, make sincere tawbah, come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the solution. So we've analyzed all the problems. We've analyzed it in the light of what this person has said and that person has said, but let us analyze it now in the light of the Quran and Sunnah. And in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, very, very straightforward, very simple and very clear-cut solution has been given to us. Analysis is there, and the solution is there. The solution is Badiru bil a'mal, hasten towards righteous deeds. All the efforts of deen are to bring alive these righteousness, this good actions, bring us onto the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, giving up all the sins and vices, coming onto the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the efforts of deen are directed in the same direction. All the ijtimas that take place also for the same purpose. The effort of Dawat and Tabligh, the effort of the khanqas, the effort of the madaris, the organizations of deen, all directed towards the same end purpose, that how we can all become close to Allah ta'ala. The Newcastle ijtima that will start off next Friday, this is for the same purpose also. We should all try to, inshallah, be there to inspire ourselves to become those who will follow this direction that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, Badiru bil Amal. That we bring our life onto righteousness, we bring our lives onto the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and save ourselves from all the sins and vices. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.